This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. Chad Hartman here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Alexander Mattison from the Vikings is going to join us in just a matter of moments. You're listening to us traditionally probably on WCCO Radio. You might be listening on the radio.com app. Or what you can do right now is go to Facebook or Twitter and check out WCCO Radio. And you follow along with our WCCO video presentation. We've given you a lot of stuff. We'll continue to do that. Jamie Ukas has joined us. Jason DeRosh has joined us. Major Garrett has joined us. And so we look forward to when we can have folks with the video to just try multiple platforms for you to check us out. I'll remind you what we've had so far. Radio.com, by the way, is a great way to look at what we have. You can get that app for free. Hit the rewind feature. Costs you absolutely nothing. At the start of the show, we had some fun with songs that make you smile. Some that you would think would make us smile. Some that make Adam and I shake our heads. So you can go back to that for the first couple segments. Then we had to Ask Adam Anything. We had a lot of fun with that. So that was the first hour. Second hour, at the start, we talked Twins and what happened last night in a very brief, just a very brief 3 hour and 51 minute game, but the missed opportunities for the Twins. And then we had Governor Walz up. We had about a 15, 17 minute conversation with the governor, and we reacted to what the governor had to say. But looking forward to this partnership with Alexander Mattison, who's now with us. He joins us. He's going to join us every Tuesday. Part of this is to talk about a great charity that Alexander is associated with, Progressive Alliance. So we'll do that. We'll talk Vikings. We'll have some fun. We'll talk about Alexander's dog that I very briefly saw in the background. We'll get to plenty of topics. But Alexander, thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to our conversations. Okay, let's start with your dog, first of all. We're going to try to cover a lot of topics. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a Blue Bay Shepherd. Yeah, she's a 18% wolf. And then I have another dog, Deuce. He's a Border Collie mix.
Have you always been a dog guy?
Yeah. I've always had dogs growing up all my life. I've been more of a pit bull guy. I've been having pit bulls all my life. And, yeah, it's kind of just it's something that, like, my parents and we've always just had dogs.
Okay, the pit bull conversation. Some have pretty strong impressions on pit bulls. Sounds like you're a smart person to talk about this because you've had a few. What's true? What's mythology about pit bulls, in your opinion?
To me, I think it's all about how you raise them. It's kind of the person that has them and that raised them and the environment that they're put in, rather than I guess you would say their natural kind of innate instincts. I wouldn't say that I'd find pit bulls dangerous. There's plenty of pit bulls out there that you can see that are well-trained and obedient, and people, you know, love them and they love people. And so I think it's a lot about where the environment that they're in.
Tell us about Progressive Alliance and why you want to be a part of that with our appearances here every Tuesday.
To me, it's something that's big for me, especially being back home. I love everything that they're about. And I just really want to it's fresh now, but I really want to dig deep and make that even something that's bigger than what it is now. I want to try and have a real partnership with them as far as getting this to be something that can really impact the area, impact the community in the Inland Empire.
How were you drawn to them?
Really through just looking into some of the charities and some of the things, trying to give back in my community back home is something that, you know, I hold near and dear to my heart. And I really just came across everything that they do and their platform. And that's really kind of just what sparked the interest.
I want to get to the game on Sunday in just a little bit, but part of what made this a good fit for us is that you're willing to talk about a lot of subjects, right? And we can talk dogs, we can talk this, but also social justice. And I know our show was pretty outspoken about the criticism that came out about the players, about what took place with the Chiefs and the Texans. I thought it was a mistake by the folks who were booing. We're talking about unity. We're talking about equal treatment. We're talking about equal justice. We can have the other more particular debates elsewhere. But when people are coming together and saying, we just want to be together, we want you to be aware of this, we want to take this moment and then play the game, and people are booing, I was left probably not surprised, sadly, but disappointed. I know you tweeted about it. Expand on that a little bit, what you felt then, and then how you thought it played out for you guys when the game took place on Sunday.
Well, yeah, to me, that was just one of the – oh, man, it's just – to me, it's very disrespectful in regards to – I don't think that's okay for any moment of silence, whether it's a moment of silence for the passing of another human being or a moment of silence for even just a pet.
Sure.
I feel like most people would respect any moment of silence. So for them to disrespect something like that, that's – really saying a lot. And to me, that's kind of how I felt. I saw a post on Instagram and there was a comment about a paragraph long that was really giving perspective of why people were booing and justifying it. And that just kind of led me to, you know, say what I had to say. And that's why where those tweets came from. It was just really something that is not justifiable. Just like all of the social injustices going on in the world, there's no justification for it. So for people to be justifying, you know, small things like booing a moment like that, it doesn't make sense to me. And I don't think there's any justification or explanation that can ever make that okay. Because as I stated, I know they wouldn't do it for 9/11, mm-hmm. Sure. silence. So why would you do it for something that is obviously a tragedy in this country as well?
I certainly personally believe, Alexander, that people should use their platforms when they have that. I think many individuals in all of business, in all of society, use their visibility when they have it to speak out on causes. So I don't believe people associated with teams, whether there's players, general managers, coaches, should stop doing that. Others, and you hear this all the time, will say, play the game. I'm here for that piece of entertainment. What do you say to those folks who say they're coming for the game and not coming for the causes, no matter what the cause might be? I'll just add one more thing. I think there is some hypocrisy because I think for a lot of people, if it's a cause they agree with, funny, all of a sudden they're okay with the cause. But mm-hmm. for those who are true to the philosophy, what do you say?
Well, I would say so your question was as far as like separating the two, like people that want
to. Yeah. For the folks who say, I'm just going for the game. Mm-hmm. I want to see whether it's hockey, football, basketball. I differ because I think people should use their platforms. But the folks who say, don't use that, speak out on these issues separately. What do you say to them?
Well, I would say first and foremost that myself, along with the hundreds of players that make up the entirety of the NFL, we're more than just an athlete. And I think when people can get that through their brains and understand that, you know, even though you see this person as an athlete on the field with the helmet on, I come home, I step off that field and I am a black man in America. So for me to be able to be blessed with this platform, be blessed with the opportunity to, you know, put out a message and do that, I think that it's only right for me to do so. And I think it's only right for people to respect the fact that, you know, we are using our platform in a positive way. So people that want to try and separate the two, I mean, I've heard anywhere from, you know, if this continues, I'm going to stop watching the sport. And like, if all we are is entertainment to people, then, you know, clearly there's other ways to be entertained. So for me, I'm not too worried about when people say that they don't want to watch sports if we're going to be using our platform in that way. Mm-hmm. I feel like we should be able to do, like you said, we should be able to use our platform to make an impact and to promote change.
So the Vikings for decades have been known as a team very strong on Tuesdays, right? On a day where they reach out, whether it's a team organized event or it's an individual event, get out in the community and support causes. COVID has changed the whole world in so many different ways. How has that maybe changed your approach this year compared to maybe what you've done in other aspects of your life and what you did in your first year with the Vikings when the organization and players are so strong in touching causes which mean a lot to them?
It's changed us, you know, in the way that we just can't physically do it, but we are working, especially as a social justice coalition. We have a group of players that we get together and we're allocating funds to different programs and different places in need that, you know, we feel strongly about. One specifically, for example, is All Square, where they help people with a criminal background and that come out to get on their feet and give them a job and help them find a place and get their record clean and go through a program. So for us, that's something that we feel strongly about. And there's so many other organizations and programs that we've been allocating money to and giving some time to. Just last week, I believe, or 2 weeks ago, I hopped on a Zoom call with a few juvenile detention individuals and these children. And I was able to be on there with Anthony Harris and give them some words of wisdom, hear them out, answer some questions. And so doing things like that, it's something that we can still stay involved and still try and be impactful in the community. And even though COVID is, you know, kind of taking away that physical aspect for us, we're still doing things.
All right. I think we can pop up a picture of your dog that Dan Edwards found. So yeah. Dan, go ahead and fire that up so we can see the picture of the pooch here. Is that it? Is that your dog right there?
Yeah. She looks a lot more like a wolf now, but yeah, that's her. Yeah.
Look at those eyes. Those eyes are amazing.
That's when she was just a little baby. Yeah, now there she is.
Whoa. That is a big pooch. Hang on, sir. We're gonna take just a quick short break, come back, and then we got to talk about the game. What the heck happened? And then looking ahead to the Colts. Short pause. Come back with Alexander Madison from the Vikings on WCCO. We're back here on CCO. Alexander Madison from the Vikings is with us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. He's going to join us every Tuesday. Part of this is to discuss the charity that means a lot to him, Progressive Alliance. Okay, let me ask you this. When does someone in your life, when are they allowed to call you Alex versus Alexander? Have you always been Alexander, by the way, or are you Alex to people closer to you?
Yeah, it's mostly Alex. Really, it's just whatever rolls off the tongue for people. I go with it. It doesn't matter if it's formal or abbreviated.
So we've known each other now for 11 minutes and 18 seconds. Can I call you Alex? Have I reached that point?
Alex is perfectly fine. Yeah.
Alex is good. Now, when you were in trouble, were you Alexander then at home? Did they emphasize? Because sometimes, like, my name formally is Chadwick. Uh-huh. Not the biggest fan of Chadwick. I'm Chad 99.9% of the time. But if I'm in trouble with important people in my life, I might hear the name Chadwick. Was it ever Alexander that way?
Yeah. You know, the streetlights come on. You hear Alexander. My mom will be at the porch yelling for all of our names. So yell the full name for sure.
Okay, let's talk about Sunday. Let me ask this formal question. What the hell happened? I mean, you have the first drive. It's great. And then, I mean, the score is 9 points, but it was more decisive than that. What happened?
You know, it's just one of those games where we weren't able to get rolling. We didn't have the ball for enough time for us to really, I guess, take advantage of the opportunities that we had there. As you can see, when we were on offense for the time being that we had, we were able to be very, really productive. But, you know, 16 minutes of a game is just not enough time for us to be on offense and be able to continue to, you know, take advantage of those weaknesses that we were able to see in the defense.
So what is that like when it's jarring that way, when you have high expectations? It's one game. There's a long way to go. But when you have success like that, and then over the next, you know, two-plus quarters, the opponent, in this case the Packers, they are having so much success. I mean, how many adjustments can you make on the fly? How much of that is just still trying to do what you do well better, as opposed to thinking, hey, when we get into halftime, we're going to tear up everything and take a completely different approach?
Yeah, it really comes down to, like you said, you have to just tap in, you have to lock in, and you have to do better. And, you know, you can kind of switch up the game plan a little bit, come with a different approach. But, you know, you go into the game with a game plan, you go into the game with a set of plays and a whole playbook that you understand going into that game. I mean, we can always go back to some different things, but when it comes down to that, you really just have to buckle down, and defense and offense just have to both get clicking on all cylinders.
So normally on a Monday, you go to the new facility, you get together, you watch footage. You're not up to speed on this because of the COVID protocols. What was that like the Monday after, just going over what took place? Was it the same way? Did you go in? Did you do Zoom meetings at home? How did that play out?
Yeah, so we had to go in for our lift and recovery time, and then after that, all of our meetings were virtual. So we were able to log on and like we were doing for OTAs and stuff, and then we had our meetings that way.
Tell me about the Colts. What you know about the Colts at this point, and how soon that the emphasis will be mainly on the Colts?
Right now there's not much depth to what I know about the Colts, other than, you know, a little bit of the type of defensive fronts that we might be getting. But, you know, after today, take the time to recover, recoup, and then, you know, we're full head of steam looking at them. And I'll look at some film tonight and really get down to the type of stuff I'll be seeing. And then we go in tomorrow, we headed off strong and, you know, new week.
Okay. On a night like this, when you're looking to have some fun, and we have all of our COVID-19 restrictions, what will an Alex Mattison do tonight when he just wants to relax and have some laughs and enjoy himself?
Usually I'm watching movies. I might play the video game. It just kind of depends on if I'm – there's a mode where it's like either lay down and watch a movie or lay down and have a controller in your hand and play the game. It kind of just depends how much I want to use my brain. So yeah. really that's about it. Just hang out, spend some time with my family, and that's about it.
Give me the best movie you've seen in the last couple months.
Oh man, that's a good question. I might have to give it to Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx. What is it called?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That came out in the last, like, 6-9 months, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's I just watched it this summer.
Oh, yeah. Somebody needs to help. I know what you're talking about.
Something Justice, I believe. I
think yeah. It's, let's see. Just Mercy? Yeah, there we go.
There it goes.
Both those guys are a fan. Now, you know Jamie Foxx is going to play Tyson.
I'm excited for that one.
Yeah. When you think about how amazing Jamie Foxx has been, that should be pretty good. Hey, we got to go. Thank you so much. Enjoyed it. Good luck on Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.